T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, a radio.com sports station.
Dana, I know you didn't call in to do a 15 to 20 minute long interview. I do have one more question that it will haunt me if I don't ask you.
One more question, okay.
If the Eagles can get tired of playing Hotel California, all your classic impressions, which did you become the most tired doing for people?
The answer would be none. Because there's only one thing worse than people in public asking you to perform your hits for them, and that's not having any hits.
There you go.
So, there's the quote. That's the byline, boys. Run with that. That's the lead.
Before we lose you, I want to ask you this. I mean, I think, 86 to 93, I believe, for SNL?
Yeah.
And that is, for a lot of people, one of the better stretches of the entire long history of that show. Is there someone that you worked with that jumps out as that's a level of genius that stands out from the rest?
I know a lot of them. I think, you know, Phil Hartman was brilliant and loved doing stuff with Phil. When I did the Ross Perot sketch with him where he was at the vice president, Stockdale, who seemed a little off kilter, and he... they're driving, he leaves them in the forest and tries to drive away. That was, you know, you're going to have a good time and do the thing. You know, so I think that Mike Myers and I teaming up on Wayne's World was really, really cool. You know, I appreciate that. And then in, you know, 1990, these upstarts came in, Chris Rock and Chris Farley, Adam Sandler, Rob Schneider, David Spade. I mean, I think really... a really potent time for the show was 90 to 93, because we had Phil and I and Mike, and then we had Sandler and Farley, and we just had, and the writing staff was great. So that was a pretty potent time, I think. It was a well-balanced team. It was, we were like the Warriors.
There you go.
A lot of weapons.
Hall of Famers all over the place.
The utility infielder of that run of Saturday Night Live, to me, was always that he could play any position, was John Lovitz.
John Lovitz. Love. Yeah, John was also, just intrinsically a really funny presence in the studio. And when you were in a scene with Lovitz, you knew it. He was, you know, I talked to him yesterday. He's one of the funniest. So, I don't know, I'm just proud to represent San Francisco and the Bay Area going on SNL, along with Whitney Brown and Nora Dunn and others. You know, I'm just Bay Area through and through.
One of the greatest of all time, Dana Carvey, here on 95.7 The Game.
Like that. Would you repeat that again?
One of the greatest of all time, Dana Carvey, here on 95.7 The Game. Let's get that as the air check. Will there be a Wayne's World 3, or are you trying to avoid the lockjaw?
Oh, you know about the pain of... I'm willing to do it if I can get $5 million net.
10% of the back end, right?
Well, I got to get 12 to get $5 million net. But yeah, maybe we'll do something animated, or you know, they have this technology that can make us look 13 again. I don't know. Maybe let's let it lie. I'm not quite sure, but I'm glad people are still trying to hear it. I think it's kind of cool that you guys mentioned it. It's been a long time, but people like it. That was Garth.
Yeah, we think we know. Party on, Garth, indeed. Dana, are you going to be appearing locally anytime soon? Are you going to be gracing us on any stages that we can get to?
I don't normally play my hometown, basically. You know, it's a high school reunion. There's like a meet and greet with 200 people afterwards.
Fair enough.
You know, hey, I knew you in ninth grade PE, man. I was in the red trunks. You were in the blue trunks. I was always trying to catch you. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. So it's hard to play your hometown, but it's incredible. Where should I play? You guys, Cops Pub?
Do we still have dates at the Punchline before they shut it down?
Where to play up here? Or is there a theater that's good? The Orpheum or what?
You're more than welcome to come over for dinner anytime you want. We can just, you know, if you want to keep the riffraff out, there's too many. How about just, you know, you, me, my wife hanging out, just doing impressions for each other all
night?
Look,
I'll be honest with you. I've sanction my attorney to legally adopt you three. No, I'm not saying the interview went well, but we've started the proceedings. So Damon, Ray, and Matt, you may actually be my sons legally after this.
That works for me, actually.
I'll do it right now. I'll do it.
My dad usually listens. He's out of the country. I say we move now before he gets back.
I don't know. See, I don't see you guys. You know me, but you guys, what are you, 21? I have no idea.
I'll take it. Yes, I'll say that.
I'll take it. Okay.
Dana Carvey here on 95.7 The Game. Thank you so much for calling in. It was a
fun.
Pleasure to talk to you, really.
I appreciate it. Really appreciate all the nice things you guys said about me.
Oh, we mean it. We're fans, Dana. We didn't just put on airs for you. We're really excited to talk to you. Dana Carvey here on 95.7 The Game. Thank you so much for joining us.
Right.
Celebrity contest. It's open.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
Who is going to call next? We do not know. We were going to have Sports by Brooks join us at 3 o'clock today, obviously, with Dana on. We pushed back. Brooks was cool with that. We're going to get to him next, unless, of course, another celebrity is right around the corner. Let me tell you who's definitely around the corner. Our good friend Elena, who is going to let you know everything else that's around the corner, including Brooks of Sports by Brooks.
Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
All of our guests appear on the Dialpad guest line, and my next guest hasn't appeared on the show for a while. One of the first crossover sports blogs was done by Brooks of Sports by Brooks. It really, if you were on the internet 10, 12, 15 years ago, it was one of the first different things out there. Disappeared for a while. He's back with a vengeance. No part of the mainstream media, and that always made him an interesting guy. Brooks, welcome back to the show. Welcome back overall. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. It's a little bit like the Olympics. Every 4 years, every 8 years. Here we come. All right. Speed skating. All right.
So I was trying to think of things that have changed in sports since the last time you and I have talked, and I don't know.
Rub it in, David.
But I don't know honestly if anything has changed more than the NBA right now. Player movement is measured in ludicrous speed. We've got 6 of the 15 All NBA players from just last season on new rosters today. This sport is basically now like Twitter. If you're not refreshing every day, you're going to miss something.
It's unbelievable. And how about the Westbrook-Harden thing? I mean, nobody in their right mind, I believe, including, it's almost like a troll by Daryl Morey. Nobody in their right mind thinks that Harden and Westbrook will win a title. But it's like fantasy league. Maybe he actually does believe that. But that's what I love about the NBA now. I mean, Daryl Morey is a mad scientist. Kawhi runs the NBA. It's like throwing a pebble into a pond, you know, and all of the reverberation that's gone on since Kawhi Leonard's move that he engineered. He hasn't gotten enough credit for that with Paul George. But all the things that have gone on, and I love it to death. It has refreshed the league. And I wish the NFL had this. I wish we could get rid of the franchise tag because I think it would add even more intrigue to the NFL.
So specifically when you're looking at you know, as you said, Kawhi sort of sends out these reverberations. And is it just possible that this is sort of Daryl Morey's own version of last year's Kawhi move for the Raptors where he's thinking, look, I've got Paul and Harden and we're not winning with this. So it's going to have to come apart. At least this way, I take it apart while also taking a shot at a new, however unlikely, tandem of two. Whatever you think about those guys, no one is going to deny they're two of the what? Top 10 to 15 players in the league?
Yeah. Well, it's one of those old cliches, guys. If you're old enough to remember this cliche, maybe they still use it, but it's so crazy that it just might work, right? I mean, it's craziness. And I honestly think, I mean, to me, last year, I'll never forget the game. I think it was an overtime game when Harden was solo without Chris Paul. You guys have to remember that game where he hit the shot. It may have been over Draymond to help win the game for the Rockets.
Yeah.
Up at Oakland. I'll never forget that run by Harden. And I said this on Twitter yesterday. It's the Harden, when he's playing solo and he's just running the team, is the closest thing to an artist in sports I've ever seen. Do you guys remember that old the commercial and the paintings that Bill Russell used to do?
Yeah.
Where they had him get a basketball? You guys remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, guy. That's like what he's doing in real life. And so it really is like a scene out of Young Frankenstein. Or Frankenstein. You know, they're building this Frankenstein monster team or a fantasy. I mean, it feels like Daryl Morey's in your fantasy league.
It's Frankenstein. Pronounced Frankenstein. Thank you.
I mean, I'll say this much. I'm in L.A. Obviously, this is the golden. I don't care what anybody says. If these guys stay healthy, we're in the golden era of basketball in Los Angeles. With in terms of overall in Los Angeles, the golden era, right? And plus, you have the Jerry West dynamic. But I believe the Houston Rockets right now are the most intriguing team in the NBA and an absolute must-watch over at least the first half of the season. Just for the hell of it. It's like watching an old drag race. You know, the drag race is when you're waiting for the thing to blow up or something, the parachute comes out and the thing breaks apart. or maybe they go 300 miles an hour and they finish the race.
Brooks,
kind of like the Rocket.
Brooks is Sports by Brooks here on 95.7 The Game.
Brooks, you said you're working on a Jackie Robinson, opus, centering on his football career. When did you decide that was something that you wanted to do, and how quickly did it take you to figure out that you were just going to get swallowed by it?
You know, what it was when I discovered the film of him, and I had studied college football history. To me, it's the biggest untold story in the history of our country, because football, I mean, people always say football explains America with these recent takes on football with books and whatnot, and that's fine, and sports in general. But if you go back, guys, in the history of football, first of all, up until about 1950, if you were to do like a search on newspapers.com, which has all the old newspapers, the term college football did not exist until about 1950, because pro football didn't exist unless you lived in freaking Green Bay, you know, or one of the limited number of pro football cities. College football was football until about 1950. And so if you go back and look at college football in that period, and you're trying to figure out what was the race situation in the United States, God knows we've thought about that a lot. But I don't think we thought about it enough in the first half of the 20th century. And if you look at college football teams and every college football squad, and I don't care if it's in the South or outside the South, had an issue where they benched a player, they segregated the team, they resegregated. And you could read this in the newspaper that all of a sudden this guy was going to be benched because he was a Negro on this team, or this team wouldn't play, TCU wouldn't play UCLA because they had two black guys. Guys, it was like a scoreboard for the race situation in the United States. Everything else is kind of swept under the rug.
Well, wasn't the famous quote from Bear Bryant is, you know, I won't be the first to integrate, but I won't be the third either.
Right. And Bear Bryant, we could go on and on about this. And that's one of the reasons why we're in this discussion, why I'm in it, Ray. I mean, what you referred to. I want to get back to Jackie Robinson, because what I've thought a lot about is who is the first guy when you watch them on film? And I watched thousands of hours.
We have to pull away from our good friend Brooks, Sports by Brooks, because the celebrity contest is happening
strikes
live
again.
At all times. It strikes again. We never know who is going to be next in line. We go to the celebrity contest line, brought to you by Dialpad. Make smarter calls. Hello, Mr. or Madam Celebrity. Who is this?
Hey, guys. It's Charlie Sheen calling in, and I'm calling in for Connor Green.
Charlie Sheen for Connor Green. Wow. Hello, Charlie. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you gentlemen doing?
We're fantastic. Welcome to the show. I'm Damon. I got Ray Ratto, Matt Kolsky with me here today. How do you know you're this guy who got you to call in?
Well, Connor, he was a star pitcher for my alma mater, for Santa Monica High School, and my lifelong dear friend Tony Todd was his coach. And so Connor always wanted to meet me, and Tony said, not a chance. If you get drafted, you get to meet Charlie. And he got drafted, and he and I became friends. and we've stayed in touch. And he's right on the doorstep. He's right on the cusp of finding his way onto the main stage, you know. And so he told me about this contest, and I said absolutely. But I had to call you from the car because I'm with my son Max, and we're trying to get to the Spider-Man showing at 3:30, and we're never going to make it. But that's all right.
Well, I'm sorry that Max might be walking in a little bit late.
There's 20 minutes of previews now. Nothing to worry about.
Right. If you do,
all right, good.
Charlie Sheen here on 95.7 The Game. If we have to end this early, I have to get this question in because it's the only question that I've had for you since it happened, and we were in the winning era of Charlie Sheen. Did Brian Wilson, former San Francisco Giants closer, become you, or did you become him?
Did we lose him?
I became him. Yes, it was all those catchphrases were I don't want to say stolen. They were borrowed. And then disseminated as you all witnessed. But I never felt right taking credit for all that stuff because it didn't come out of my brain. It certainly went into my brain and came out in very very very, very strange and odd moments. But not the author of that. I was the architect, but not the author.
Charlie, have you had a kindred spirit with all baseball closers since your turn as Ricky Vaughn in Major League?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It definitely brought me a lot closer to being a member of that elite club without ever actually, you know, towing the rubber in the show. But it really turned into an all access backstage pass into Major League Baseball as soon as the film came out back in '89. You know,
how is your fastball right now? What do you think you could get it up to?
From what distance? if I can go back to like, you know, Pony and Colt, 54 feet.
There you go.
Probably like low 80s. You know?
All right.
Yeah. No, if I could break 75 right now, it would be pure adrenaline.
Is your son yelling at you right now to stop talking about your past glories and get to the movie?
He's actually very, very patiently just observing this whole moment from the back seat.
He will pay you back for this later.
Of course he will. Every moment like this gets paid back, does it not?
Oh, trust me. Yeah. The nightmare has only begun for us all.
Charlie Sheen here on 95.7 The Game. What a pleasure it is to have you on, man. I need to ask you a straight-up question because you officially have made today's celebrity contest winner a very, very tough choice. Your celebrity is not in doubt, Charlie. I do have to ask, are you a bigger celebrity than Chris Pratt, who is, you know, we Guardians of the Galaxy, all that stuff? He called us yesterday, and I'm looking for a tiebreaker here. I really don't know. I'm stumped by this.
Yeah, wow, that's I mean, can there be a shared first place? You know what might break the tie, though. You know what might break the tie, and I've met Chris, and he's a terrific young man, and he's tremendously talented, and good for him. He deserves everything great that's happening, that's coming his way. I mean all of that. Having said that, I don't think he's been in a movie that won Best Picture.
Right. Ooh. About that. Right about that.
So that might be the nudge that Connor, that James Connor needs to slide him past the finish line. What do you think?
I love Platoon, Charlie. There's no doubt about it. Wall Street.
Did Moneyball win? Moneyball was nominated for sure. He wasn't the star.
Right. He played Scott Hatterberg.
Okay. I'm just saying. They're both famous, both extremely famous. I just, you know, because you get a guy on the phone, you look at his IMDb. The list of movies, Charlie, is just absurd. From some of the greatest comedies of all time, I would argue the greatest baseball movie of all time, down to really serious stuff like Platoon. Do you have a favorite role of your own? Is there something that stands above the rest for you?
People ask, you know, what my favorite film is, and I tell them I haven't made it yet.
Always good to keep your options open.
Yeah, it's good. Set the bar high.
I've not made it yet. So,
Charlie Sheen here. The best is yet to come.
Yes, it is. Yeah, and I'm back in a great place to be focused and deliver something fabulous. You know, I'm just looking for the right piece of material. You know,
what about putting together a screenplay about sports talk radio hosts who smoothly move into entertainment interviews should the opportunity present itself?
He doesn't do science fiction.
Well, I think we've sort of just accidentally written a treatment for it just today, right?
Yeah, that's right. Lucas, producer, write this down. Take all this that you're transcribing. Good. Okay. All right. Well, you have the right contact, so you just tell us where to send it, Charlie.
You got it, man. You got it. Although I think Aaron Sorkin did a pretty decent job with Sports Night.
Oh, Sports Night's fantastic.
Didn't last long enough.
Yeah. It did not. It was not given the time that it deserved.
Well, I don't think we should take it maybe the serious bend. We could go like Hot Shots or Hot Shots Part Deux.
I love it. I think it's brilliant.
By the way, how many push-ups did you do before you were willing to take your shirt off in that one, man? You were jacked.
Yeah, no, that was a whole thing, man. I went to Hawaii for 6 weeks before we started, and it was nothing but swimming and lifting and yoga and sushi, and yeah, it was gnarly. And then I had to keep it up during the production. I think it's the reason for all the all your arthritis these days, you know. But it's cool. You work that hard, you leave something behind on film. And there was no juice. There was no visual effects. It was just me, you know. So like that.
We got an awful lot of people here, Charlie. I know you love to serve that sports audience. A vast majority of the text line is saying Charlie Sheen officially outranks Chris Pratt. And if you wanted any sort of tiebreaker, just draw a line to like powerhouse movie family, like Sheens. Yeah, that's a big one. That is a big one.
All right, so we have tiebreaker in the hands of fans.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Tiebreaker in the hands of fans. And also, I think just for me, my personal tiebreaker is whoever had a role in the classic film Men at Work takes the cake for me personally. That's just how I lean. It's one of my all-time favorite underappreciated films, Men at Work.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Right on.
All right. Since we're just like,
I am Chris Farley,
right,
in the Saturday Night Live sketch. You remember with your brother? You remember the movie with the garbage? Yeah.
Right. Remember that time you were in Red Dawn screaming Wolverines? I do. I love that, Charlie. Red Dawn, for goodness sakes.
Wow.
When are you going back to a baseball game? When's the last Major League Baseball game you went to? I know you're a huge fan.
Wow. It's a pretty epic one. I was at game 7 Cubs Tribe.
Oh, wow.
That's big.
Yeah.
I was at games 3, 4, 5, but I was at all the games in Wrigley. I can't believe we didn't bump into each other.
Yeah, imagine that. Whoever thought that it would take a rain delay to erase a 100-year drought, 100-year plus drought. You know, that was pretty amazing.
If you're rich enough, you can make rain.
Yeah, there you go.
I got a pair.
We're getting close to the theater here.
Yeah, no, I really appreciate it, Charlie. We're officially letting you go. The only thing I can say is screw the curve, give him the heater. Thanks so much for calling.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it. And maybe someone will reach out to Connor with the good news, yeah?
Could happen. Charlie Sheen here on 95.7 The Game. I thought it'd be pretty difficult to unseat Chris Pratt as a clubhouse leader of this contest. But I feel like Charlie just came on the second nine all over Augusta and put up a real low number. And I think that's our guy as of right now. I mean, who knows what happens between now and 6 o'clock, but geez.
Man, that's tough.
Charlie Sheen.
Wow.
The power. Look, Chris Pratt has the power of television working for him, too. He was on a huge TV show and a huge movie star. Charlie Sheen went huge movie star, huge TV show. I mean, when you want to talk notorious.
Oof.
Oh, and by the way, I knew that my Brian Wilson call was dead on. I talked to Brian Wilson enough to know that Charlie Sheen is doing a Brian Wilson impression, and we finally got it. That's what was at the center of the whole winning Charlie Sheen period. Well, there might have been some other things at the center of that,
yeah,
too.
It may not have been the center, per se.
Right. Might not have been the motivating driver. However,
you know,
adopted that personality.
Speaking of which, guy sounds pretty good.
He does sound
good. Did not sound like that era of Charlie Sheen. That sounded like a dude who's on the way to the movies with his kids
and relatively in control of himself.
Yeah,
he's cleaned up.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's going through the program and making amends in the ways you're supposed to. So
yeah, good for him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Very, very interesting. I got all sorts of greater than, less than signs going on here saying, look, Pratt's an Avenger.
Yeah.
That's a big level of humanity. That's
you
a
know
big
what, though?
Level of fame at this point in time in humanity. The next person say, it's Sheen. It's not even close. Look at all the movies. And, you know, Charlie bringing up the fact, I did win Best Actor. You know that.
It was...
Anybody who says it's not close is disqualified.
Yeah, it's clearly close, but I also gotta I can't say I ever watched it, but Two and a Half Men was watched by probably more people than watch any TV show currently on television.
Parks and Rec was big though.
Yeah, but not like Two and a Half. I mean, Two and a Half Men is that CBS big. It's not big like a lot of people liked it and it got good critical reviews. It's like.
Right. That'll
50% of the country literally watched that.
That'll be in syndication 30 years from now, the way that Lassie is still in syndication.
Right. It's that crazy level of the whole damn country had that on their TV.
By the way, Lassie was a black and white show about a dog. It was a collie.
Great show.
Yeah, there you go.
Classic show.
Timmy's in the well. Timmy was always in the well.
Yeah.
Timmy had to fall down the well at the end of every episode, or Lassie had nothing to do.
Well, I like the fact that Lassie could mime the well.
Now, if Lassie calls...
You try to get your dog to do that.
If Lassie calls...
This thing's over. Shut it down.
Curtains.
We're just going off the air. Well, if Lassie calls, we all go home.
Well, that'll be a difficult trick, since I think Lassie joined the feathered choir about 60 years ago.
Something like that. But
we all agreed at the beginning of this, if somebody dead called...
That's the winner. We did agree on that.
A lot of people are saying, Damon, what about the charitable aspect of Chris Pratt's call? Well, Charlie was trying to raise a little money for a buddy of his who he says, needs an MRI
That was Carvey.
Oh, that was Dana Carvey.
Charlie just has a buddy who plays baseball.
Oh, yeah, Charlie's got a buddy. Okay. But look, that cannot be
where this contest goes.
That can't be. Or if it is, then Clyde Drexler is our winner because he called on behalf of a nun.
Yeah. James Connor Green, a current... pitcher in the Kansas City Royals organization, drafted by the Blue Jays in 2013.
So if he gets Santa promoted, Monica he's High School, be a Royal, boy, that is a charity case in a lot of ways.
Sheen was pulling down $2 million an episode on Two and a Half Men.
Yeah, man,
$2 million an episode.
And then he had a real fight with the creator. It didn't go great.
It did not end well. Do you want some notes? No, I don't want any notes. There was a lot about notes back then.
Yeah, a lot of notes.
888-957-9570. Where does this go next? I have absolutely no idea. This has been one of the more pleasant surprises we've ever had here on the show. I mean, it was conversations with Richard Sherman that we really enjoyed. Nick Young, by the way.
There's no bigger celebrities than me, you know?
Yeah, well, I mean,
unless it's Jesus. Jesus, man, you know.
Somebody 925 says Flipper's bigger than Lassie. That's a good point. Hey, that's true.
Flipper was big. Pratt was great, but just by the body of work to this point, Sheen has to have it. Well, that was an argument that I was making with Chris Pratt when I asked him if his celebrity outranked Steve Wozniak.
Are you a bigger celebrity than Steve Wozniak, the co-founder of Apple?
Oh, I think he's probably had a more of an impact on society than me, but as far as celebrity status, I would say yes, Steve Wozniak. I think I am.
And I asked if the fact he was calling us on an iPhone should be a tiebreaker there, and he considered that for a second, but truthfully, the word celebrity better fits Chris Pratt than it does Steve Wozniak. Now, Chris Pratt, are you more famous than Jose Canseco?
Are you more famous than Jose Canseco? I would vote yes.
You would?
I would. Today?
If you told me at like 9 years old, Jose Canseco in the 40-40 club, that one day a radio host would say I was a bigger celebrity than Jose Canseco, I would have officially eaten a pile of poop and barked at the moon.
There you go. Well said. Very well said.
That joke twice.
That on itself. I mean, that's... never mind, I'm out of this.
That's big right there. There's no doubt about it.
The poop comment puts him back in the lead.
Jose Canseco, bigger than 9-year-old Chris Pratt. But current Chris Pratt?
Clearly.
Bigger than Jose Canseco. Charlie Sheen. We officially have a fly in the ointment now. Somebody says, I really seriously hope that Oprah calls in. Well, so do I, because that would just bring to an end any consideration.
We don't have to fight about it anymore.
Yeah. Tie goes to Oprah.
Yeah. I saw that text, and my thought was, just if you had told me a week ago we'd get a text saying, God, I hope Oprah calls, and I would think, maybe I'd have called. Can you imagine a week ago thinking that was realistic? But here we are.
Right. It's a half a digit percentage.
Yeah.
I mean, just based on the fact that, I mean, we had no idea what we were going to get this week.
My name's Jewel.
What?
Oh, my God. Like
the Jewel?
Jewel? Grammy Jewel?
That's me.
The Jewel.
Right there. We talked to Jewel this week. So, you know, whatever the rules were supposed to be no longer apply to this contest. If you want to enter this contest, have a celebrity give us a call before 6 o'clock tonight. Well, I'm going to tell you right now, do it before 5:45 tonight. Because by 6 o'clock, we will announce the winner, and we will have made up our decision by then. If you know a celebrity, have them give us a call on the Dial Pad Celebrity Contest line, making smarter calls, 844-999-GAME, 844-999-GAME. Damon, if Tiger calls in, it's over. Next text, Damon, if B. Arthur calls in, it's over. I'll take B. Arthur's call. She goes right to the front of the line. Absolutely, no doubt about it. If you are in Golden Girls, you're good in my book.
Hey, it's Tiger.
That doesn't count. 888-957-9570 is the number. Much more coming up, courtesy of Fremont Bank, full-service banking, no compromises.
Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, if Pedro Serrano calls in next, we will go right to the front of the line.
Hold on. But he's president. Pedro Serrano to you, sir.
President Serrano, indeed. You're right about that. Welcome back to the Damon Bruce Show with Ray Ratto and Matt Kolsky. If we are a little high on goofballs right now, you can call that osmosis after you talk to Charlie Sheen. Although he sounded phenomenal. I mean, he really did. We were very happy to hear from Charlie Sheen. That was phenomenal. It really was. We were debating whose celebrity outranks maybe who, and... Look, when it comes to having a moment right now, yeah, Chris Pratt's moment is pretty big. He has got franchises. He's got Jurassic Park. He has got Guardians of the Galaxy. He is in some of the biggest movies that are rolling out from Hollywood right now, and those movies are some of the biggest grossing movies ever. Having said all that about Chris Pratt, who was just delightful to talk to yesterday.
Yo, what's up, Damon? This is Chris Pratt calling.
Star-Lord?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Star-Lord.
Star-Lord is calling. Oh, my. Come on, man. Chris Pratt is here on 95.7 The Game. Look, we got excited about it. I got excited about it. Star-Lord, that's a big deal. That's a huge celebrity. When it comes to making the argument for or against, let me just say that right now Chris Pratt has 7 million Twitter followers. Charlie Sheen is at 11 million. And... the reason why was there was an element of notoriety and notorious notoriety and danger associated with Charlie, which had him cross over into the CBS Evening News lead story tonight. Is Charlie Sheen, what is this meltdown about? Let's talk about the goddesses. I mean, he crossed over into the realm of absurdity in ways that I've never seen a single celebrity ever cross over. I mean, I've seen a lot of people be famous. I've never seen someone go from fame to infamy quite like Sheen did when he had his moment, right? I mean, that was a spectacular shooting star moment.
He's definitely on the Mount Rushmore of fame to infamy.
And
Tiger, maybe.
And from infamy to normalcy.
Yeah, yeah, that too. We get that less.
Usually when you fly that close to the sun,
your wax melts.
Yeah.
This is Dave in Fremont. Dave, you're on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, so I have to disagree with you on the celebrity thing, and here's why. If I were to walk into a club in L.A. right now, I would bet that Chris Pratt would get through the door before Charlie Sheen.
In Los Angeles? You're no way, because Charlie's been buying cocaine off that doorman for 30 years.
I know you were going to say that. But the reason I have to say that is because the bouncers are 25 years old. If high school kids, if you ask them who Charlie Sheen is, they're going to say, I don't know who that is.
Look at it this way. I don't give a damn about what a high school kid thinks.
Well, but also,
kids don't know nothing.
There's a lot more people in America over the age of 25 than under the age of 25 at this moment. Just saying. And a lot of them know who Chris Pratt is, too. Look, both guys are intensely famous.
And by the way, the whole... If this guy is walking around in L.A., everybody in L.A. is famous. That's not the measurement. The measurement is if you walked in hand into a sleepy little restaurant in Peoria, Illinois, who gets the most amount of everyone in this room, from the toddler in the high chair to the old lady eating her, you know, her, whatever she's eating, I guarantee you that old lady knows a lot more about Charlie Sheen than she does Chris Pratt.
Yeah, it's close, man.
I didn't know that the old lady standard was going to be applied here.
Always.
The old lady standard is the old lady standard. It's a good fame standard.
Did we not just have the Golden Girls conversation?
We did.
That we would be welcoming a call from Bea Arthur?
In which you cleverly revealed one of the three dead ones.
Bea's not available.
Bea's not. No, she's very not available. The oldest of the four is the only one that survives.
Who knew?
There is, look at it
this
way. Well,
Betty White's not dying.
I can tell.
She'll live forever, thank goodness.
I can 100% tell that this is going to be a tough choice because we got people coming in on both sides of this issue.
And they're hot.
It's very hot. I cannot share with you the text line, but it's spicy. How about this? I haven't seen a Bay Area athlete as hotly debated like this. Like, forget about Kevin Durant moving the needle. This is the conversation we've been waiting for.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know how we go back to the concept of an 18-game regular season.
We've got people advocating the Asian market as proof that Chris Pratt is bigger. Like, this is, it's intense. And a 408 texter still wants us to give the win to the nun for Clyde Drexler.
Charlie Sheen is starring in Lil Pump's newest rap video, Drug Addicts.
Yep.
I don't know what that gets you, but you probably trend somehow, some way. Let's go to Joseph calling from Richmond. What's going on, Joseph?
Man, I want to say I'm 31. I know who both the stars are, but I'm going to have to give it to Charlie Sheen for sure. For sure. Hey, do you guys remember that he was on Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Of course. He's the con who hits on Ferris's sister in the police station.
What are you in for? Hey, drugs. Hey. It was actually a little foreshadowing for Charlie. It really was.
Yeah, he had the Wild Thing haircut, too, if I recall, and like a torn jean jacket.
Charlie Sheen all day, man. That's all I got
to
say.
All right, so here's the deal. In order to make this contest fair, we have to let everyone know that it is widely still open again. If you know someone who is officially, I don't want to say more fit, because we'd be happy to take a call from anybody today, seriously, who dabbles in the world of celebrity. It's been a fun show. It's produced really fun segments and fun conversations with interesting people. So, hey, we'd love to continue taking calls today, but I almost, at the risk of letting mob rule, I'm cross. I'm at a crossroads. If you've been listening to me for any regularity at all, indecision is not something that you've ever seen attached to me. I don't know how to do this. So I think I need votes. I'm going to take that last call as a vote for Sheen. 888-957-9570. Votes
no
for Sheen's and
Tret.
I don't know, man. Tiger's blood? That was huge. That was gargantuan.
It's my caution to you is don't let the outside world do this because they will start giving you opinions and you won't be able to get them out of your head until September.
There's a poll on our Twitter page at 957 The Game if you want to vote there. So we are keeping track there.
Don't call us.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's the better deal. Go ahead, do the Twitter poll. By the way, we were going to be taking it to the tweets a little bit later on today. We said that we were going to do it yesterday, but then we fell into a conversation. Who called in last yesterday? I forgot who it was. But anyway, we had someone call in yesterday.
Oh, was it Fred Biletnikoff?
It might have been Fred Biletnikoff, or did we have... It was Fred.
No, it was Matt Barnes. It was Matt Barnes.
That's right. It was Matt Barnes who called in yesterday.
It's hard to keep all the damn celebrities straight at this point.
Seriously. Someone's like, you should put up a Twitter poll. We have.
Did.
The amount of don't forget about Hot Shots is really amazing here.
Oh, Hot Shots is an absolute classic. Men at Work, too. If people haven't seen that, I feel like that movie has been lost to time a little bit. But it's just Charlie Sheen and Emilio Estevez like riding around in a garbage truck and shooting people with BB guns, and it's a delight.
I tell you what, just for 4 minutes, Lucas, just start, I know everyone's calling to vote. Let's do 4 minutes of actual give us a call and vote. 888-957-9570. Edward Castro Valley, you voting for Sheen or Pratt?
Sheen, and I'll give you a tiebreaker. The longest list of hot chicks.
Yeah.
It's not part of the equation. It isn't. It's part of the equation for sure. Yvonne in Concord. Yvonne, Sheen or Pratt?
I'm an old lady and I say Pratt.
Oh, there you go.
All right. Well, you know, at any age.
68 years old, I say Pratt.
That, by the way, 58 is not an old lady. You're only 14 years older than me, for goodness sakes. 58.
I think she said 68.
Oh, 68?
Still, not that old.
Not old.
Still, not old. Not old at all. That's still pretty
like you
good.
You got to go over 80 if you want to call in with the old lady vote.
Lucas, just set them up and knock them down. Name, I don't care. Just set them up and knock them down. You don't have to screen these. I know what they are. Just go. Set them up, knocking down, because I'm doing this for 3 more minutes, and that's it. Lucas, set him up and knock him down. Like, seriously, just here. I'm just going to go. I don't even care what your name is. Sir or madam, Sheen or Pratt?
Charlie Sheen all the way.
Oh, Charlie Sheen all the way.
That's a vote for Charlie Pratt.
Yeah, sir or madam, Charlie Sheen or Chris Pratt?
Hello?
Hello, sir or madam, Charlie Sheen or Chris Pratt?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm going with Charlie Sheen. Platoon, baby! Platoon!
Platoon was a big movie. Look it up, kids.
Great film.
This is D. D. Sheen or Pratt?
Charlie Sheen. Now, I got to give him the one heads up. His father was a famous actor, too, Martin Sheen. So,
and his brother.
A legacy. And his brother, so I got to give him that little advantage.
His brother's famous enough to be a joke in... Emilio! What was that?
I don't know.
Night at the Roxbury? Emilio!
I'm proud to have not gotten your Night at the Roxbury reference.
It's a great movie.
Doubt it.
Should pick it up.
Somehow not.
Kevin, Sheen or Pratt?
Sheen all day long.
All right. Look, all right, the public pretty much has spoken just in the initial 4 minutes we've been doing this. We have 6 votes for Charlie Sheen, 1 vote for Chris Pratt.
Yeah, I mean, that's an informal straw poll pointing one direction very clearly.
It is an info. What is the scientific level of error to this?
I think
millions.
2%? Millions, excuse me.
Millions. The standard deviation? Is that a...
No, just
going to throw out statistical terms.
Today's show is a standard deviation.
There's nothing standard about this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.